Previously on No Reserves Radio.
Oh my God, Angelo, come on. have some self-respect. The Eagles can't hurt you if you don't constantly pander to them.
Here's the biggest indictment of Dame that I can say. Dame has been so like off this year that Ren went on live air and said Jalen Brunson deserved an all-star start over him.
You are now Angelo DiDeLulo.
Do you think it is possible that the management of the Memphis Grizzlies are just buying into the reckless youth movement and they got rid of the one person in the locker room that probably was telling Ja to knock it off?
Because he's taken advantage of me multiple times when I was younger. That sounded bad. Holy shit.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think you're correct in that assessment.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to No Reserves Radio. I am your host, Ren. With me, as always, Angelo. No Austin tonight. He actually had a surprise visit. I don't know if it was actually a surprise, but we'll call it a surprise visit from his parents, and they took precedence over recording tonight. So it's just Angelo and I. Slow week in the NBA. I mean, we're at like the three-quarter point of the season, but there still is some fun stuff going on, and then I have an idea for what we're going to do today, and Angelo doesn't know, so that'll make it more fun. Before we get into that, I had a few things I wanted to talk about. So last week we were talking about speed in the NBA, right? Like how we can track like players' movement speed, right?
Sure.
Off the top of your head, I want you to guess who the slowest player on defense in the NBA is. And it's actually pretty surprising. So it's the slowest average speed. So even if they're genuine or generally quick, when they're on defense, on average, they are the slowest players in the NBA. This isn't transition. This is specifically in the half court set. Who do you think is the slowest player? Top of your head.
I'm going to start with the oldest player in the NBA and start with LeBron.
He is number two. You're also really quiet right now. Just
oh. You know,
yeah.
Maybe it's my mic.
That's better.
Okay.
Whatever you did. Okay. So LeBron is number two at 3.33 miles per hour.
That makes sense. I imagine it would have to be a big... Is Boban Marjanovic in there?
No, he is not.
That's kind of surprising. I'm not gonna
lie. I will tell you, everyone on this list, I don't know if this is just if this is tracked based on like number of minutes played, but everyone on the list is a like relevant player. Everyone on this list has been an all-star within the last 10 years, last 5 years, even actually.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Nope, he is not on the list. Some of these are pretty surprising, actually.
Is Jimmy Butler on this list?
Jimmy Butler is not on this list. The weird thing is, I think if you were to go through like the cycles, you would get most of them. It's just a matter of time. There's one that was really shocking for me personally, which is number 10. Do you want a hint? For the first
Clint,
player. No. No.
Clint Capella?
No.
Clint Capella is not.
And listeners at home, I want you to be guessing as well, so when it's revealed, you can see if you were right. Do you want some hints?
Sure.
So, first player, number one, the slowest player in the NBA, plays for a Western Conference team.
Steph Curry?
No. that wouldn't actually be surprising, but he's not on the list.
No, it would not be surprising.
No. It's a Western Conference guard.
No, that would be too surprising. It's not Marcus Smart.
No. God, no.
That would be too surprising.
He's probably in, like, the 99th percentile for movement speed on defense.
Is it Russell Westbrook?
It is not. Next hint. This is actually a young player.
Is it Shea?
It's not Shea. Think Western Conference guards that are not classically in shape.
Western Conference classically in shape? Hold on. I'm going to get up.
Triple double threat.
That would have given me Westbrook. Anyway,
Westbrook's in shape.
True. Oh, Luka.
It's Luka. Luka, 3.23, a whole 0.10 miles per hour slower than the oldest player in the NBA. Number three, I'm not going to have you go through the whole list because that would take too long. Number three, Joel Embiid. Number four, Jason Tatum, which is kind of surprising. Number five, Chris Paul, another of the oldest players. Number six, James Harden. Number seven, DeMar DeRozan. Number eight, Nikola Jokic. Number nine, Kevin Durant. And number 10, this was the surprising one for me just because he's such a fast player generally. Donovan Mitchell is the 10th slowest player on the defensive side of the ball in the NBA.
I think I could have got actually most of those.
You would not have got Donovan Mitchell.
No, I would not have got Donovan Mitchell. But
That one was surprising.
So, before you said guard, Jokic was considered, KD was considered.
Yeah.
So I think I could have gotten a lot of those.
You watch wrestling, right, Angela?
Sure.
Did you see... What the fuck was it? WWE SmackDown yesterday.
I didn't see all of it, but I'm guessing you're about to...
Demetrius. We have a Demetrius thing. I mean, it wasn't him. It was The Rock.
Oh, they were in Memphis. That's right.
Yeah. So The Rock was up singing a song.
Yes, about Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, and he said that you're simply an embarrassment, son, just like Ja Morant when he's waving a gun.
He did! I do remember that.
How could you forget a Demetrius story?
Are you now a fan of The Rock?
Okay. I think everyone is a fan of The Rock. I don't know many people that don't like him. Are there, actually people that are fans of wrestling that do not like The Rock?
But, yes. Depends what you mean by don't like The Rock.
Whatever.
So I'll just tell you this. The Rock's whole thing, now that he came back, since you brought it up, has been about it's basically been about, I don't even know how to explain it. He's been a bad guy. He's a bad guy in the WWE. That's all.
Isn't that what he's always been?
No.
Oh.
It's freaking Rock, dude.
I never watched wrestling or anything like that. I just always remember him being the villain and whatever was on TNT and USA or whatever the channel was that used to show wrestling. Just when I would tune in, it was he was always the aggressor, and I'm going to be 100%. I never watched it, but
I know.
Just flipping through the channels, it looked like he was always the aggressor. Woj actually tweeted something today, or X something. Mm-hmm. NBA shared with teams one of the league's focuses in competition committee meeting had been on offensive players hunting for fouls and veering off of paths into defenders, and how those recent points of officiating emphasis have impacted a decrease in league scoring, according to memo. So we talked about this. I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, where scoring has kind of taken a nosedive in the past month or so. But when you look at the stats, it's not necessarily that scoring has taken a hit. It's that there's been less free throw attempts per game. Do you think, and this is this is a stupid question because I think everyone would agree with this. The refs not calling those sorts of fouls is a good thing. Like, where the offensive player is basically hunting for a foul and not actually trying to get a good shot up.
Well, Okay. Okay, so hear me out on this.
Oh, God.
Hear me out. So I think that during the regular season, the refs should be more willing to call fouls. And I think that should lessen during the playoffs when you want the results to be the players on the court. Now, I'm not sure. It depends what you mean by hunting for fouls. Like, are they a risk to hurting the defensive player?
Oh, no, it's the plays where...
Is it like the Dwayne Wade pump fake, get him in the air and stuff?
No, because that's more of a basketball play. What this is specifically addressing is the... I'm trying to think of a player that's really guilty of it. James Harden used to be really bad about it. So the players that will kind of fake a drive and then jump and then kick their legs forward, right? So they're...
Yeah, absolutely.
So they don't have momentum forward, but they're changing their body so that their landing zone is further out, so that the defender can't close out on them without being in their personal space. I'm trying to think. Anthony Edwards was doing it a lot. Jimmy Butler was doing it a lot last year. I haven't seen him do it as much this year. There is a player that's like really, really guilty of this, and I cannot think of who it is.
It's somehow not Draymond Green.
It's not Draymond Green. Draymond Green doesn't really shoot like that.
Right, that's also true.
But Shea? Regardless, Shea does it, but not, like, terribly. But no, like, this isn't, like, pump faking and then punishing the person for jumping. That's a perfectly fair basketball play. This is doing an unnatural motion to try to draw a foul. Do you agree that this is a good thing? I personally don't even know how you could say it's not.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Because
he's not doing a if you're not doing a basketball
play. Yeah, it's not a basketball play. It's
that's kind of more of it.
It's being a foul merchant.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I do think it's a good thing that they don't call it.
Okay, good. Teams with the biggest win-loss differences without their stars this season.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually kind of interesting for me to look at. So, for example, we'll start with Dame. So the Bucks with Dame are 43-19. Now, I have been guilty on this podcast of saying Damian Lillard, this isn't normal Dame, right?
Yep,
and I still think that's true. However, with Damian Lillard, the Bucks are 43-19. Without Damian Lillard, they have not won a game. They are 0-5.
1-5. So you could claim small sample size, first off.
It's small sample size, but...
I gotta look up. How many games has Chris Middleton played this year? Is he healthy?
He's actually, I believe he's back tonight.
That's what I thought. So I think it's kind of hard to justify that because I think with Chris Middleton and Giannis, the Bucks without Dame would be fine. Not like finals contenders, but they would be fine in the regular season without Dame. I think the fact that the defense has gone down from previous years from going from Jrue Holiday to Dame Lillard, and the fact that Chris Middleton hasn't been healthy most of this season, is more of a determining factor on why the Bucks can't win without Dame, because they have to rely on him. Him and Giannis are the offense for the most part.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I was trying to pull up Chris Middleton, but I'm an idiot and I kept typing Chris with a C. Even though, like, I know that's not right. It's just my brain kept saying Chris. He has only played 43 games this season. And he has not played a game since February 6th.
Yeah.
And he only played 8 minutes in that game.
That checks out.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting list. Obviously, you're going to be worse without your star players. Like, that's just how that is. Like, the Warriors with Steph Curry, 33-26, without him, 1-5. Interestingly, the Cavs with Mitchell, 33-15, without Mitchell, 9-9.
The Cavs are also a really deep team.
Yeah, they're a very deep team. Pistons without or with Cade, 8-48, without Cade, 4-6.
No offense, but you're comparing a really, really, really bad team.
Hmm?
I said no offense, but you're like comparing a really, really.
I think Cade is a very, 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 very elite basketball player, and I think Jaden Ivey is a very, very, very elite basketball player. I don't think they play well together, and I think that shows when one of them is out. I think that the team is better when there's only one of them, and it's not because either of them is a bad basketball player. I just don't think they work well together. They could learn. But I just right now I don't think it really works. And I think you can see that from their on off numbers just throughout the year. Again, both are phenomenal basketball players, and I'm not saying like, oh, they need to trade one of them. I'm just saying they need to figure it out.
Oh, for sure.
There was one other thing before I get into the surprise segment.
Figure it out. That's my question.
It's not a thing I think the Pistons need to figure out. I think, like, because you have Jaden Ivey and you have Cade Cunningham, that's a good problem to have. I think Cade and Jaden need to figure out how to play together. That's what I'm saying. Because they're still both so young, they have plenty of time to figure out how to play as an off-ball player with a ball-dominant player. Because they've gone through their entire lives through high school, college, being the number one option and basically having the ball whenever they want it. And I don't think they're really adapting well to not being the sole guy on their team. And I think we saw that a little bit with the Rockets last season with Jalen Green and Jabari Smith Jr. It seems like they've kind of figured it out, and maybe it's because they have legitimate veteran presence on that team now. Not to say that the Pistons don't, but it seems like the Rockets have a lot more vocal people in that locker room now. Speaking of college, we do...
March Madness?
March Madness. At some point, because when does... I know it's already going on, but when do brackets... You need to do brackets at some point, and then we need to do a no reserves bracket and then post it.
You know what I learned yesterday? That was crazy.
What's that?
It is more likely that you win the lottery than it is that you fill out a perfect bracket.
Yeah, no. So here's the thing. When I do my bracket, I do it for the past couple of years, and I've done pretty well on my brackets. I don't do it based on who I think's going to win, because you're going to, like, your bracket's going to be ruined in the first day that way.
Okay.
I always find a really niche thought in my head And then I pick my brackets based on that. Like last year I did horrible, to be fair, but I did it based on who had the most interesting names in their starting lineup.
What?
You have probably a better chance of getting a bracket right doing that than you do just trying to decide who's going to win a game. And that's...
You're probably not wrong.
Yeah. And it would be hilarious if I got a bracket right doing that. But we'll do a no reserves bracket and we'll have that posted somewhere because we've got a couple days until they need to be finalized. We'll do that. There was something else I wanted to talk about. What kind of... Scrolling through Reddit, just stupid questions. Oh, another Woj tweet. The NBA is telling teams the league's office did not deliver a directive to reduce scoring in Tuesday's competition committee call, but, quote, this trend will continue to be monitored, unquote. According to a memo obtained by ESPN, slower pace, style of play, competitive intensity, officiating focus. So it looks like they're really kind of trying to make the NBA more marketable again. Also, Grady Dick had his first block in the NBA. Good for him. Okay, so I'm going to spring this on you. I'm also going to be... We're playing a game, okay?
Oh, no. Not a game.
We're playing a game.
Not a game!
And this is a very difficult game, okay? If you want to play along at home, it's nbaguess.wtf. So there's five categories, okay? So we're going to try to get through all of them depending on how long it takes. And we might not make it through the first one. We might, like, you can tap out at any point because I'm telling you, like, some of the things that come up is so ridiculously difficult, okay? So we're going to do draft first, okay? And I'm going to use this to explain the rules.
Okay.
So I'm going to read it real quick.
Okay.
Every day, an NBA player is chosen for a specific draft season. This game has to have three questions. First, you have to guess the year this player was drafted. After that, you must guess which team he was drafted to. And finally, you need to choose what range he was drafted. Now, it's going to give you options, okay? So, the year is a drop-down menu. The year is a drop-down menu. The range will be 1 through 5, 5 through 10, 10 through 20, so on. So five. Okay? You only get 5 chances to complete the game. Now, I'm going to open the first one. And this one is actually doable. So the reason I was saying it's sometimes not doable is it will give you a role player from, like, 1963. This one is Andrew Wiggins. What year was Andrew Wiggins drafted?
2013.
Okay, see. It is not 2013.
LeBron came back in 2015.
It's not 2015.
No, it's 2014 because we made the 20.
Okay, you got that right. Which team selected Andrew Wiggins in 2014?
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
And which number draft pick was Andrew Wiggins?
Number one.
Between 1 and 5. Okay, so you got 2 wrong on the first one.
Right, because I couldn't point the exact year.
Okay, but now you understand how this works.
Yeah.
Playoff edition. This one is a lot harder. So... 2004-2005 season, Nuggets versus Spurs. At which stage of the playoffs did these two teams play each other?
Nuggets versus Spurs. Say that again?
Nuggets versus Spurs. At what point in the playoffs did they play each other? Semifinals.
Do I have a year?
So it's 2004-2005. Okay. So this is Melo and Tim.
Uh-huh. I know the Lakers eventually lost to... Or the Lakers. The Nuggets eventually lost to the Lakers. I just don't know if that was... It's either wild card round or divisional round. I know that. But go on, sorry.
Wild. You're in the wrong sport. So the options are the Eastern Conference first round, the Western Conference first round. I'm not going to say Eastern Conference anymore. Western Conference semifinals, Western Conference finals, or the finals. We know it's not the finals, right? So 2004-2005, who... Was that the year the Pistons won?
Yes.
Who did the Pistons... No, it's not. Because this is the year of the Malice at the Palace. This is the year after the Pistons won. Because the Pistons won 2003-2004.
Okay.
So 2004-2005 was... It should have been the Pacers. Was it the Lakers?
It was the year before LeBron. Because the Cavs made the finals 05-06.
So this was the Spurs, because the Spurs won again against the Cavs, right?
I think so, yeah.
That was back-to-back. So Spurs versus Nuggets. I mean, that doesn't help us at all, because they couldn't have played in the finals.
I think this is the divisional round.
The second round?
Yes.
The semifinals. It's not the Western Conference semifinals. Did the Nuggets make the Western Conference finals that year?
I don't think they
did. Melo make the Western Conference finals at any point when he was on? Were the Nuggets so bad that they played in the first round? Because I believe the Spurs were the one seed.
Eight? Could it be?
Could it have been a 1-8? It was a 1-8.
That's crazy.
Okay. So now...
I knew it was the first singer. Anyway, sorry.
So now, you have to guess the score, the game count, right? So 4-2. 4-3. How many games? Like, we know the Spurs won 4. But how many did the Nuggets win? And this is cumulative, so we've got one wrong guess already. Technically, we've got two, because I accidentally clicked continue, so ignore that. So how many games did the Nuggets win this series?
I want to say it was 4-1. Because I don't remember. I think it was a five-game series.
It was 4-1. Okay, so now this is the hard part. So you have to get the score right for each game.
What?
You're given options. You're given options. So we know that the Spurs won 4 and the Nuggets won 1, right? So game 1, one of the teams had 93, one of them had 87. Who do you think took game 1?
The Spurs.
Correct. Game 2 was 76-104.
I low-key want to say the Nuggets, but I don't. Go the Spurs again.
It was the Spurs. Next game, 86-78.
This is a 4-1 series. Did they win in game 3, 4, or 4?
Do you want to know what the score for game 4 was? And so yes. So game 4 was 115-128.
Spurs in the third game.
Correct. So 115-126, you're saying the Nuggets won?
Yeah. They had to.
Yeah. And then Game 5, 89-99 Spurs. God, scoring was so low.
Yeah.
Oh, no, one game is incorrect.
What?
One game is incorrect.
I wonder...
Oh, it's got to be game 4. But then what game did the Nuggets win? Game 1, 2, 3.
Was it game 1? Did they take the first game in San Antonio and that was it for them?
That was. So that's done. You did it. Way to go. Proud of you. Now, awards and All-Star games.
Oh, God.
This is another one that could be really hard. Actually, I'm looking at it. This one might not be doable, but we're going to try. So we have to guess a list of awards, okay? Uh-huh. Simple enough? Okay. Uh-huh. It's easy. It's easy.
So, sure.
Which award did Andrew Wiggins win during the 2014-2015 season?
Rookie of the Year.
Correct. Wait, is that? That can't be it. There's supposed to be multiples. Where'd it go? Well, apparently that's the only one for awards. Sure. Whatever. Leaders.
What? What? Huh?
This is... Okay. This is the one. Are you ready to...
Stumped.
No, are you ready? So... Okay. I just want your reaction here. Who had the 7th most points per game in the 1998-1999 season?
The 7th most points per game?
Or the 7th most rebounds or the 7th most assists? You get 3 guesses.
In the what? The 1998 season, right?
1998-1999. So I'll let you know. Number 1 had 26.8. Number 2 had
26.3. It had to be LeBron. Or not LeBron. MJ. First off.
For first?
Wait. 1998-99?
That was old MJ, homie.
Wait, is this one? Is this like Shaq?
Yeah, that's probably Shaq for the leader. It doesn't tell me who the leader is. It just says 1 through 10.
Is AI like that? I know AI had the baller 2000 season, but I'm trying to think of people.
It was
Karl Malone would have scored too much.
The top players are gonna be easy. Because that's going to be AI Shaq.
Is this Prime Supersonics?
Yes. This is like, oh, I know who you're going to guess.
Punching Gary Payton.
Guess Gary Payton. That's got to be right. Oh, I got to click on it. It is Gary Payton. Rebounds per game, number 7.
Never heard of that. So we can eliminate Shaq. There's so many like viable bigs in this. Is it Karl Malone?
I mean, you just want to throw a like guest on the line like that. No. You only get three.
No.
I'm trying to think because late 90s, you're going to have Chris Webber.
Dennis Rodman's going to be way up there.
Yeah, you're going to have Chris Webber. You're going to have Barkley. You're going to have Mutombo. Shaq, KG, Tim Duncan, Hakeem. Like, there's a lot. Ben Wallace, Dale Davis. Like, there was a lot of players. Because this was, like, this was the, like, golden era of the center.
I know.
I don't think this one's actually legitimately guessable. Because there's so many people it could be. Because Alonzo Mourning was still
Alonzo
playing.
Alonzo Mourning was on the Heat, yeah.
We had Arvidas, this was when Arvidas was in the league.
Mm-hmm. David Robinson was still in the league. Tim Duncan was in the league.
Yeah, I already said Sean Bradley. That's a name.
There's no way it's Sean Bradley. We're not going to get this dude.
There's no way. Number one was 13 boards. Number two was 12. Number three was 12. Number four was 12. Like I said, golden age of bigs. Let's go to assists. Assists might be easy. I don't know if assists will be easier. Number seven in assists per game. So I know this year, this was Jason Kidd.
Was Jason Kidd's year?
Yeah, this was the year Jason Kidd led the league, or one of the years, because I remember he had 10.8. Don't ask me why I remember that. I just remember that.
Okay.
After that's 9.9. I think this is near the end of Stockton's career, so I don't think he's going to be as high. I don't think he's as low as or number seven, though.
I mean, Stockton actually would be a really good guess. But I don't know. Because he is. He is, like, he's got to be, like, mid to late 30s at this point.
Oh, he's late 30s. He's late 30s for sure.
Yeah.
This is also, like, around the time of Grant Hill, Jason Williams. Low-key, Scottie Pippen. I don't think Scottie Pippen ever hit that number.
Yeah, no way.
Who was that guard on the Knicks during, like, the Ewing era?
I only know this because I got his fucking, like, off-brand shoe at, like, it wasn't a Goodwill. It was one of the cheap stores in the early 2000s. Stephon Marbury.
Oh, the Starburys.
The Starbury.
No, those were legitimately, like, dope shoes. Like, $10 for basketball shoes, and they were,
yes,
like, comfy as hell. No. Were. No, that.
But it's not Marbury. I think Marbury would be higher.
No, Marbury would be way higher. I think Marbury was, like, he's definitely a top five guy. This is one of the really good Pacer years. Mark Jackson's going to be up there, but I think he would be higher than seven.
Yeah.
Who? So let's back up. Who were the leading team? Because you had the Phoenix Suns. This is like the end of the Supersonics. But no, because Jason Kidd was on Phoenix, so
I doubt Gary Payton is the answer again.
No. He'll be up there, but I think he was higher. I'm trying to like go down the list. Nick Van Exel? This is like late prime.
Do we have the teams of the order?
No, I'm just trying to think of like what teams were good at the end of the 90s.
Gotcha.
Because you want a team that. So basically what I'm thinking is to do like process of elimination. Think of a team that's really good at scoring where their point guard was more of a traditional point guard. The problem is 90s, most point guards were traditional point guards. I know Jason Kidd is number one. I can with certainty say that.
Yeah.
I think your top five would have Stephon Marbury, Gary Payton, Mark Jackson, John Stockton. So that leaves Nick Van Exel, Tim Hardaway, Mike Bibby, Grant Hill, Jason Williams, John Starks. That was the guy from the Knicks. I'm forgetting someone. Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway.
I don't think it's Penny Hardaway. No, I don't think I don't think Penny got enough assists.
No, I was about to say first. this was when Shaq was already on the Lakers. Will Jason Williams qualify? I don't know.
I'm going to put Jason Williams. That's my guess. Jason Williams. It is not Jason Williams. I don't know. I don't think we're going to get this one.
I don't think we're going to get the rebound one either.
I'm going to just go ahead and get it wrong. So, Nick Van Exel. Not Nick. Oh, it does give me a team. So if you get it wrong, it gives you a hint. This player played for the Cavs. I don't know if that means he played for the Cavs this season.
I know who it is. It's Brevin Knight.
It's not terrible. Oh, Nick Van Exel was number 10. It tells me he's number 10. Jason Williams was not in the 10. It was Brevin Knight.
Yep.
See, once it told you that.
Once you give me the Cavs.
So we could take a chance here and just guess wrong on the rebounds. I don't think we should guess bold-faced wrong. I think we should guess like potential, like I did there, like those players were up there. So who were some of the people we were thinking? Like,
I think Alonzo Mourning's a good guess.
Alonzo Mourning's a very good guess. You're absolute. That's Alonzo Mourning. This is also like really early. Alonzo Mourning is wrong, but he was number 6. So he's right there.
Oh, god damn, dude. Do we have a team?
We don't yet. We don't have any hints yet.
Fuck.
So we get 3 guesses. We get the first one wrong. The second one we get a hint for if we get it wrong. I don't want to say Chris Webber, Charles Barkley,
KG.
Mutombo, Tim Duncan, KG, Shaq, any of those, even though like one of them statistically is probably there. It's just I don't want to say those because it feels too
I mean, it has to, one of the higher ones has to be Tim Duncan's, and one of the lower ones has to be David Robinson.
That's what I was just going to say, like, because both of them have to be in the top 10.
Yes.
So is it, if they're both in the top 10, is 6 or 7 a good spot to put one of them?
Maybe.
You want to put Robinson?
Yeah, let's put Robinson.
So David Robinson. So David Robinson is number 10. This player played for the Denver Nuggets. Oh, what's
near
his 2000. Name? What's
near
his 2000s. Name?
Near 2000s. Near 2000s. I could have swore. I remember Adam talking about the stupid dude because he's a rebounding freak.
Yes.
McSomething. McDice?
Antonio McDice. I was thinking Antonio Davis.
Adam was
Antonio
useful.
McDice.
Adam was useful for something.
That clue was okay, so that's actually doable with the clue.
It is doable with the clue.
Okay, now are you ready for the hardest one?
Which is
Career Edition.
Oh no.
So,
oh no.
So we get 5 guesses. At each wrong guess, we get a hint. I will say this one is doable because we were basketball fans at this point in time when this player retired, okay? All right, are you ready?
Sure.
So this player's last active season was 2012-2013. So they played until 2012-2013. In 1996-1997, they played in the Eastern Conference. They averaged 14.84 points, 6.25 rebounds, and 1.54 assists.
Could you repeat those stats?
Points, 14.84. Rebounds, 6.25. Assists, 1.54. They were in the Eastern Conference in 1996-1997. They could have also been a rookie in 96-97 because they played until 2012.
My first, like, and that, this is probably wrong, but my first, like, go-to was Antoine Jameson, but I don't think that's right.
That is not the first name that popped to my head. We have 5 guesses, so we can use one to get another hint.
What was your first thought?
I don't have one yet, but it was not Antoine Jameson.
Because I remember Antoine Jameson retiring around that time. And if I'm not mistaken, where did he start his career in? I could have swore it was Washington.
I'm gonna put Antoine Jameson. Okay, no.
Yeah, I didn't think.
This player got worse. In 1997-1998, he averaged 12.34 points, 7.45 rebounds, 1.79 assists. In 98-99, 7.15 points, 5.5 rebounds, 0.26 assists. And then in 99-2000, he averaged 10.19, 7.81, and 0.83.
And what season did this man retire?
2012-2013. So this has to be... He has to have turned it around.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
So 96-97.
Wait a minute. I have a stupid guess because I was a Sonics fan back then.
Who is it?
Vladimir Radmanovich.
What?
Yes, exactly. Mm. I loved Vlad when he was in the Sonics. Yeah.
How do you... Vlad... the game doesn't know who that is. What's his last name?
Radmanovich. Radmanovic. It's basically how it sounds. Radmanovich.
Vladimir. Rad. I don't think it's that guy because. I don't think it's that guy because he doesn't exist in the library unless he's got a different name he goes by.
He goes by Vlad.
I can try that. The only Vlad that pops up is Vladdy Devok.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of who
that would have been a hell of a pull, by the way.
That would have been insane. I'm trying to think of who all retired 2012, 2013. Obviously with the assist, because around that time was when Steve Nash retired, I believe. But he would have had higher assist totals. Because I'm trying to think of who was drafted in 96-97. And that's difficult because that's like one of the greatest drafts of all time.
There's a lot of really good people who retired around that time, dude.
Because it wouldn't be like Ray Allen or KG.
Or T-Mac.
Because the scoring totals are okay. Too low.
Here's an interesting... I don't know which one did what did he pull out. I know Grant Hill retired around that time. I don't know when, like, I'm trying to remember Grant Hill's career. Did he start off struggling or did he start off balling? Because I know eventually he started balling, but I don't know if it was at the start and then he got hurt or if he like struggled, got hurt, and then came back and was better. No, I can't.
When did?
Is it
no.
You better score.
Unless. God, that was such a stacked draft.
I know, that's why it's kind of hard.
And it could be the draft before. Like, that's the thing.
I have a guess.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
It might be a good guess, it might be a bad guess. But, no, because he didn't play in the 90s. Never mind. I was thinking Michael Redd, but then I'm like, wait a minute. He got drafted in the 2000. And I know you're tired. Never mind. So he had a 95-96 season and he retired in 2013.
Yes.
This is someone who
it's a big it has to be a big
yes
there's only one big that played long enough that stayed in this draft. No, there's two, never mind. So if it is this draft, it has to be either Jermaine O'Neal or Marcus Camby. Because those are the only two from this draft that I can remember playing as late as 2012. I just don't remember which one of them retired first.
I think Jermaine O'Neal retired first.
So is it Marcus Camby? Because it has to be with those rebounding numbers and those assist numbers. Again, we're talking position basketball. Like, this is before Steph Curry changed the game and positionless basketball became a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these players grew up playing their position. Based on those stats, it has to be a 4-5. Has to be. The only other players...
Marcus Camby. Let's guess Marcus Camby and let's see where we go from there. Because we got 5 guesses.
Okay.
And Marcus Camby is a really good guess.
It's Marcus Camby.
Oh.
Oh, oh.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. We have a bonus question.
No! Not bonus!
This unlocks the super trophy for the day. I don't know what this is. Look, I just...
What is a super trophy?
I don't... There's a scoreboard. We'll keep track of it. Find a teammate, or which of these teammates played with Marcus Camby during 2010-2011 season? Patty Mills, Chris Childs, Allen Houston. Where was Marcus Camby in 2010?
Listen, my gut instinct was Chris Childs. But what are the options? Say again.
Hold on. I already clicked on it. We got it.
It was Chris Childs?
It was Chris Childs.
I knew it.
I knew it wasn't Patty Mills because I don't remember Marcus Camby ever playing for the Spurs, and Patty Mills was there during that time period. But yeah, no, that's we did it. We did it.
We did the thing.
I'm annoyed because the awards and All-Star Game edition, there's supposed to be three categories and we didn't get it. Now, there is a new mode coming this month, I believe. It's called Survival, which is going to basically be like you're asked questions and you keep going until you get a question wrong. And we'll do that when it comes out. But what?
Listen, this is scary enough.
Realistically, we got off pretty easy. Two of them were Andrew Wiggins.
Two of them were like, Andrew Wiggins.
And one of them was a playoff series that we can remember. So, like, sure. Like I said, like, sometimes, like, when I go to do this, because I found this game a couple days ago, and, like, when I've gone to do it, like, it's, like, I'm not kidding you, it's like, who had the 18th most points per game in 1962? I don't know. You could ask me that for last year, and I'm not going to probably get it right. Given enough time, I probably would, but in five guesses, no, there's no way. So sometimes it's very, very difficult, but I do think
sometimes
that
fate is a cruel mistress.
Yeah, sometimes fate is cruel. But I do think that these kind of games are fun, and I would like to do them. We can actually hold on.
What are you doing now? What, Ren, what are you doing now?
Nothing, don't worry about it.
Nothing, don't worry about it.
What's your favorite number between 1 and 214?
1 and 2. Go
152. 152. Okay. What year was Anthony Hardaway drafted?
What?
What year was Penny drafted?
Oh, Penny! Was he not, like, the 19... Was it 1993?
I feel like it's 93, and it was 93. Which team selected Penny Hardaway?
The Orlando Magic.
And... Oh, no, it wasn't the Magic. He was traded to the Magic.
He was traded to the Magic?
He was traded to the Magic. Who was it? Because it was a draft day trade.
Who had the pick? I know it was 1 through 5. That's the answer. But regardless, it would have been a bad team in the 90s. The Cavs are usually a good guess. The Warriors, pre-Steph, is always a good guess.
Oh, no, it was the Warriors. It was the Warriors.
It was?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was the Warriors. And which number pick? 1 through 5, 6 through 10, 11 through 15?
1 through 5, dude.
Chosen at 3. Okay. Let's do awards. Awards is easy. We can do awards. I just want to get a little bit of more play time out of this. Pick a number between three. Oh no, we're doing 307.
Why?
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Are you ready? What? Which award did Purvis Ellison win during the 1991-1992 season?
Oh, fucking no. Most improved?
You got it.
What?
Oh my god. What the fuck? I'm shook. I am shook. We're gonna do 307 for career.
No! Stop it! Stop the 307!
Alright. No. This is the example, okay? Are you ready for like what I was talking about for how like ridiculous this game is?
Uh-huh.
This player's last played season was 1991-1992. His rookie season was 1977. No, it gets better. In 1979, this is 2 years into his career, for those of you keeping track, he averaged 4.6 points, 0.9 rebounds, and 2.8 assists.
Fuck!
You got nothing here, right? Like,
no. No.
Like, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to guess LeBron James. I'm just going to get another clue. LeBron James. Not Hebron James. LeBron James.
When did this man retire again?
91-92. Shockingly, it was not LeBron James. I'm going to guess...
The only player I even moderately know about of this time is Bernard King. And that's because of 2K.
Bernard King. Okay, so I've guessed a lot wrong. So, 1979-1980, he played for the Indiana Pacers. After that, he played for the Dallas Mavericks until 87-88. Actually, was kind of a quality role player through the 80s. I don't know why when I guessed Adrian Dantley, it gave me a check mark next to it, but it's not the answer. I'm going to get one more wrong on purpose, which would be Dallas Maverick from during the 80s. Oh no, I know who this is.
You do?
I know who this is. It's Detlef Schrempf, I think.
It's who?
It's not. Okay. Detlef Schrempf.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I got nothing.
We have one guess right, okay? Or we have one guess left.
This guy played for 20 years.
He played for 20 fucking years.
And he retired in 1991.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought for sure I was going to get it with the Adrian Dantley because Dantley played for the Pacers for one season in the 70s. But he was very briefly on Dallas too. Like he would journeyman for sure. Definitely did not play 10 fucking years for the Mavericks. Detlef Schrempf was also a it got a check mark, which I guess means like I'm in the right ballpark.
job, buddy. Good job. Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, I do know who it is.
You do?
I do this. Well, I think I'm gonna type it. Brad Davis. It is Brad Davis. Okay.
It is Brad Davis.
Don't ask me why I know that, but I knew that. Usually. Once I looked at, like, a list of players from the 80s, it clicked.
I'm glad it clicked.
Let's do one last one. Let's do one last one, and then that'll be the end of the episode. Do you want to do draft, playoff, awards, leaders, or career?
The playoffs are all that matter, baby.
Okay, pick a number between 1 and 308. Actually, it's 1 and 307 because we just did 308, which was today's.
Fifty-two.
God, I gotta scroll. Fuck you. 2004, 2005, Wizards versus Bulls. Which stage did these two play each other?
Wizards versus.
Obviously, it's Eastern Conference.
Well, yeah.
I feel like this is probably first round. The Wizards were, like, the fact that the Wizards were in the playoffs in 2004 is shocking to me.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was like, Wizards.
I'm going to say Eastern Conference first round. That's correct. Who wins the series and how many victories? So this is.
This has to be Bulls.
For sure. This is the year that. Is this the Miami year?
What year is it?
2004, 2005. Or is this. So. No, we already.
No. 2005, 2006 was Miami. This was the year we already talked about this. This was the
Pistons. Year. This is the Pistons.
Yeah.
So this was Pistons Lakers. Right?
Yes.
No. That was 2003, 2004. We did that. We did that when we were talking about it. Because this is 2004, 2005.
So the year before.
Which I still. LeBron, this is so the Spurs. This is the Spurs winning.
Yeah.
And this is the year before the Heat. But I think the Heat were the one seed this year. Yeah.
No, this had to be the year. No, it does. No, it isn't.
This is 2005. The 2005, because 2004, the Pistons won.
Mm-hmm.
2005 was the Malice at the Palace, the Pacers, and the Pistons, which were the, like, whoever won between those two was probably going to be the finals champion. And they both ended up massive suspensions because of the Malice at the Palace. I think Detroit finished really well. I think the Pacers finished like in the bottom four. But I think that this was the year because this was Dwayne Wade's like explosion. This was when Dwayne Wade. Because the Heat won in 2006, but I think in 2005, the Heat were the one seed. At least in the East. I don't remember the West. So I think that it would be the Heat were the one seed, the Pistons were the second seed. That makes the Bulls either the three or the four, which makes the Wizards either the five or the six, right? Yes. So with that being said, do you think a 3-4 swept or gentleman swept a 5-6?
In 2003, 2004?
Yeah.
2003. And we think it's 4-5?
I think it's 4-5 or 3-6. I just don't remember, because the Celtics were there, I just don't remember if they were better than the Bulls. Because 1 and 2, I'm confident 1 and 2 is Heat Pistons. Pacers, I know, were in the playoffs, but they were a bottom seeded team. They were like 6, 7, 8. So using that knowledge, I can make an educated guess that Bulls were either 3 or 4, which makes the Wizards, since we know they played in the first round, they were either 5 or 6.
So we're thinking 5 or 6 games.
I think 6 games would be... I think 6 games.
Okay, 6 games.
I think 4 for the Bulls, 2 for the Wizards.
Okay.
Wrong.
Wrong about the games?
Yeah. So do we say 5 or 4-1?
Oh, did you guess winner and games? Or just games?
Oh, you're right. Did the Wizards win this series?
Did put Wizards in same amount of games, just out of curiosity.
4-2. Mm-hmm. They won. Oh, God.
No fucking way, dude. Think of that. No fucking way.
All right, game one, 103-94.
Wizards.
Game 2, 103-113.
103-113. Bulls?
Game 3, 117-99. You can tell this is when scoring started to finally pick up.
117. Wizards?
Game 4, 106-99. I feel like we're just shooting in the dark here.
Bulls.
Bulls. I would just like to point out you have alternated each one. Yes, game 5, 112-110.
Wizards.
You just alternating. Game 6, this would have to be the Wizards.
Wizards.
One game is incorrect.
Wait, I got basically all that right?
Yeah, you got one wrong.
Wait. How could I only get one wrong?
What? Because so one of the ones that you said the Bulls won and one of the ones you said the Wizards lost needs to be flipped. So you have one game wrong. It's just they have to be flipped.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. So like... Which one? Which one? Which one?
So game flip. One?
No. No, no, no. Flip 2 and 3.
2, 3. So you're saying the Bulls started down 2?
You mean the Wizards started down 2? Oh, no. No, no, no. Yeah. No, that makes no sense then. The Bulls started down. Well, maybe.
So that one was wrong.
Yeah, of course. Okay, then flip game one then and see what happens.
So game instead, one and what?
Go back to where I was and flip game one.
So the Wizards won game 3. So the Wizards won game 2, 3, 5, and 6. Right?
No, because I predicted the Bulls to win game two. Wait, what? Say my predictions again.
Well, what we've game got one. Right now is game one, Bulls 103-84. Game two, Wizards 113-103.
That's what we have right now.
That's what's right now.
And game three, I had Wizards.
Wizards 117-99. No, game it's four. We've got Wizards selected on game three. Game four, 99-106, Bulls.
And then I had him pick, and then I had him win 5 and 6.
You had the Wizards win 5 and 6.
I'm pretty sure 5 and 6 is right. So where am I wrong? Where am I wrong?
Now I don't remember what the last one was, because I did change things.
I'm pretty sure I went. I think I went Bulls, Wizards, Bulls, Wizards, 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 right?
That sounds right.
I don't know.
So, we're saying the Bulls won the first two.
Yep.
Then the Wizards won.
Swept them.
So, okay. That's where I was confused. Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. So we got it right. That one was complicated. We definitely should do this when Austin's here, too. I think that games are a fun way to kill time when it's a slow news week.
Grossy gross.
You had fun, shut up. Hey guys, if you like what we do here, follow us on all the platforms at No Reserves. Whatever you're listening to us on, whatever that platform is, whether it's YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, whatever, leave a review, leave a star rating, leave an honest one. Tell us what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. And make sure you have the little notifications enabled so that you know when we release extra episodes, because we do that occasionally. We will see you here next week for another episode of No Reserves. And then on Thursday, Angelo will be back with Alex for No Reserves Football. Do you got anything else to add?
Straight. No.
Are you guys like gearing up for... I guess gearing up for the offseason is the wrong word because it's in full swing.
Gearing up for the NFL draft, yes.
And we're kind of gearing up for the NBA draft too, in the final stretch of the season. There was something I was going to ask in relation to the football podcast, but I keep forgetting to ask you and I don't remember what it is.
Come on, Ren. You got to know these things. You got to have these things written down, you know?
You would think I would because I do this every week and I forget every week.
Just run your bad.
When are you guys, or are you guys going to come back to 2 episodes a week? Or are we going...
All season starts?
Season starts. Before that, we will have periodic special episodes releasing on Tuesday. We need to get Alex involved in some of that. We need to do that. We'll do that. Hopefully Austin is back next week. Don't hold your breath.
Oh, shame.
We gotta look. Austin has been MIA for a couple days, and it's depressing me because division isn't as fun with just 2 people.
True. Very true.
Do you have anything else or anything you want to add for our listeners that might only tune in for the basketball podcast that have not tuned in to the football podcast, which if so, what are you doing?
We're talking about the NFL draft for the most part. We go into like a little bit deeper on the prospects because we really haven't seen this too much yet because we're just Well, at the time, we were just getting some pro days and some combine numbers, but Alex is really into film, and I'm more into, like, how fast you can run. So, it's an interesting dynamic. Check that out.
Yeah, check that out. It's fun. Listen to it. Help our algorithm. Appreciate that. Besides that, I got nothing else.
I'm good.
All right. We will see you all next week. Angela, we'll see you on Thursday. Have a great week, guys.
See you guys.